Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ron.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you now.
We are jumping up and down. We're doing a little happy dance because everything, now I want you to hear that, capital E, capital letters, everything is healing. We are in this extraordinary mid-month moment. I don't think I can say that five times fast. I don't know that I want to try. But hey, guys, we have so much to share, not only about how to navigate right now, but how to navigate your life, how to move forward, how to claim, enrich, and say yes to the divine energy that's calling to you in this very moment, and quite frankly, every moment.
Well, life is a healing journey. However, the context that we're in right now has brought forward a greater opportunity. It's as if we're in a quantum leap moment.
again and again.
And so we're going to discuss what is the nature of healing. We're going to talk about healing at the different levels of experience. And of course, we're going to be looking forward to taking your calls and continuing to develop the expansion of this sacred community.
Because this community, bar none, is a healing community. You know, guys, we are so honored. I mean, truly honored and blessed. We do our best to keep up with all of the emails that flood into us at many of our different addresses, whether it's our website addresses or here at Sri and Kira Radio, a guest in Sri and Kira Radio. But remember, you can join us live if you're catching us live right now. And the toll-free number to give a buzz is 888-627-6008. Let me share that again. 888-627-6008. Now remember, if you call and you get a busy signal, it does mean all of our lines are already loaded. But make a note, write down that number, because as soon as we say hello to someone and they free up a line, that's your opportunity to get through. And if it's your day, you will get through. And isn't it true, Sri? Every week, all of our callers are really surrogates for all of us. It's just always such this extraordinary synergy of divine energy.
It is indeed, and this synergy of divine energy is magnified through your attention and your presence. Mm-hmm. And so whether or not you actually come on board and we talk with you on the phone, or if you're just tuning in, you're participating. And your energy is in fact being affected and helping to heal all of us as we share with an open heart.
Oh, I love that, Sri. And you know, that's what today is all about. Everything is healing. And you know, let's just backtrack a little bit. We want to make sure you know, if you're catching our show for the first time or whatever, making sure that you understand, you know, what's going on. But October has been the month of everything up for healing, in this contrast of freedom or chaos, in this energy of contradiction, right? That has just been really playing out, this chaotic contradiction energy. Yet there is also this simultaneous energy. It's one of the first months, I think, Sri, where the multidimensional experiences are so crystal clear.
When we have different experiences going on, and what I mean by different, when we have different layers of vibrational reality that are superimposed on a so-called consensus reality, those differing layers create actual differing experiences that are all happening at the same time. You know, if you ever had a family holiday gathering.
All right, let's not even go there.
And you took a moment to just pause, to maybe move your chair to the side of the room, or you catch yourself standing in a doorway and you look in there, and chances are you're going to see different worlds interacting.
Yeah.
You know, and if that one doesn't work for you, then try just standing at the door of a restaurant. Different worlds, different levels of reality. reality, different shared consensus. And this is indeed why this is a month of contrast.
In every single way.
And contradiction.
Woo!
Because what seems true at one level of consciousness is not very true at another level of consciousness. Mm-hmm. And what I'm speaking to is how successfully one level can repress fear or information and only attend to certain things. We all know how to do this. We've learned this from childhood. However, it's really showing up in our world, the degree of denial and displacement that's going on. So this is contributing to October being a wonderful opportunity for healing.
Ooh, and talk about wonderful opportunity for healing, guys. We have something going on right now that never happens. We have one open line left. So hey, 888-627-6008. How fast can you dial that and get in the queue? This is outrageous that we have one open line. We never have an open line at the beginning of the show, so it must be for you, the one right now. You're I feel it. There you are. Make the call. Get in the queue. Right on. Fascinating. Fascinating.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So October. Wow.
And October 15th. Yeah. I mean, we're dead center.
We are dead center.
Right here in the center, yeah.
Dead center in the middle here. And so let's just take a moment and come to an understanding. What does it mean to be in a healing process?
Well, I got to back up because I think the whole planet's in a healing process right now.
Yep.
You know, and I know you guys feel this, right? And together, we are coming together as a community of healing, as a world of healing, as a universe of healing. And I love where you're going with this, Sri. And that's why I just wanted to kind of preamble it just a little bit, because bring a hand to your heart right now. Bring that hand to your heart. Take in a deep cleansing breath. Let it out with sound. Relax the shoulders. Relax you. And give yourself the gift right now, if it's safe to close your eyes, of going deep with the question, how am I? We opened up October with this question, right? And hopefully you've checked in with the October revelations at YouTube, Official Sri and Kira. If you have not, go back and watch them again, because as we're hitting this mid-moment of October, we're going to talk a lot today about this healing energy and about receiving and about how you can bring all of this into every moment of your life and really be on the other side of it, kind of in the floating in the higher dimensional realm of it.
Absolutely. So when you ask yourself the question, how am I? What happens is we begin to notice, are we judging ourselves? Is there a comparison going on? Am I only looking at the pain or the problems, or am I noticing the total picture? Asking yourself, how am I, invites multiple perspectives, multiple points of view in your own internal world. And so this is a very useful way to expand your capacity to see beyond the immediate.
Yeah.
Well, also not being in denial. Because when you know the old courtesy when you walk by someone, they, how are you? Fine, good, bye.
Well,
you
know. Yeah, no. But the denial thing, Sri, is what got me giggling, because how do we even know when we're in denial, and how do we even break through denying denial?
Well,
and I know I'm getting you off track, and I don't mean to do that.
No, but it's there, you know, we live at multiple levels, and this is part of the fun of today's topic. We have a physical body, and everyone's well acquainted with that. And then we have an emotional body, which has to do with our pre-selected ways of responding emotionally, meaning our emotional body is tied in large part to our inner child, and we all have one of those.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also tied to our beliefs, which moves us into the mental body, and it's also tied to our physical. So the emotional body is really kind of a glue in many ways that transits with us as we move our perspective out of just physical and move into the greater intangible sense of things. That's our emotional body, but then there's the spiritual body, and that's that greater sense of spiritual health. You know, the question I ask people is, if you want to know how your emotional body is doing, then when you ask the question, how am I, Do you feel a sense of fear or anxiety? Because if you do, then your emotional body needs attention.
Now take a breath, everybody, because you know it's really important to recognize and remember that everything is healing. So that means we're looking at the greater everything. That's the physical body, the mental body, the emotional body, the spiritual body, the multidimensional body, the universal body, the individual, the relationships, the community. I mean, we could just keep going on and on and guys. This is a huge, huge moment.
It's an ever-expanding sense of identity.
Absolutely.
And this leads us to really the ultimate piece here is your own self-ascension process. However, just kind of staying at the real within reach stuff is when we ask ourselves, how am I? If you're first greeted with some sense of comparison or judgment, then your mental body is needing some love.
Now, these are important things that Sri is talking about, because if you're really nakedly honest with yourself, you're going to find a lot of healing resolution in what we're sharing today.
And if that judgment was the first thing, then breathe and go deeper, and chances are you'll discover that the emotional body, the next layer that you tune in with, is probably holding some anxiety or fear. Now, as we bring our attention to these things, they start to heal automatically.
I love that.
Which is the magic key.
Woo-hoo!
That I wanted to underscore today. Healing is a natural process.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean you don't need to take something, do something, or change something? No. Taking, doing, and changing are this behaviors that result from the natural shift inside.
Now, taking, doing, changing. I mean, that's really a powerful thing to look at.
Taking, doing, and changing. So taking some sort of pharmaceutical or herb or whatever.
Exactly. What are you taking?
Or
right?
Doing something different or changing behavior, changing your environment.
Yeah, taking, doing, changing. Pay attention. You might want to write those three things down. What am I taking, doing, changing?
Because as we ask ourselves the question, how am I? Are you beginning to see how rich this is? You can fill up a journal frequently.
Or hey, if you're one of those people that goes, oh, Sri, don't even talk to me about journaling, not into it. Cool. Get a little recorder. You know, it's fascinating if you get a handheld recorder, especially if you don't like taking the time to journal or write down things. Play it into a handheld recorder, then go take a bath and play it back and listen as the witness. You become a powerful witness to the self. Oftentimes it will inspire you to journal based upon the witnessing of the self. I mean, this is stuff that can take you so far beyond and outside of this contradiction and chaos, this energy that's going on the planet right now. And, you know, certainly we could sit here and list very diligently, this is happening, that is happening. But you know what, guys, you know what's happening. We don't need to sit here. You're not coming to Sri and Kira Live to hear a litany of what's happening on the planet or to hear about all the theories and conspiracies. You're coming here because you're free. You're coming here because you're a master. You're coming here because within your heart, you already get that your presence is already healing, not only yourself, everyone around you, everyone you connect with, irrelevant whether you know them or not, your presence is healing.
So healing is a natural process. It arises out of your passion to be alive. Your soul is here to experience something. Your soul is here to serve, to contribute something. And everything else that happens over the years contributes to the expanding journey of you. So healing is an ever-refining sense of improving harmony and balance. And just when you think you have a good beat on things, sometimes circumstances, happen where our world expands and we go, wait a minute, there's more to do.
There is so much more to do. And guys, I've got to share with you my throat chakra. How many of you right now are feeling your throat chakra? As we're waiting to get on with all of our beautiful callers, and I think we have to jump to them, Sri, because my throat chakra is literally congesting, and I'm feeling that there's a lot that needs to be expressed, a lot that needs to be said. And wow, so all of you right now, do me a favor, do yourself the blessing, bring a hand to your throat chakra, right? Just put a hand right on your throat. I hear you guys, doesn't matter which hand, just bring a hand to your throat, bring your other hand to your heart, just right there, Yeah, and I want you to just feel into those two chakras right now. Everything is healing. Remember that the throat is the truth chakra of this worldly experience. And for you to really be paying attention to the how am I, of course the throat chakra is going to get stimulated. And what is the heart? Well, it's twofold. It's a twofer chakra. It is the emotional center of the physical form, and it is the root of the ascended form. So how can we hold our ascended presence if our emotional body is out of whack, right? So, all right, Sri, we have too many amazing, beautiful people. All right. Of course, the lines are all totally full. Remember, guys, once we say goodbye to someone, that's your chance to get back in.
You bet. So here we are. We're taking that deep breath. We enjoyed the healing moment of touching our own throats, our own hearts.
Yeah, that was good. That was yummy. I enjoyed that.
It's something that can be repeated at home. No worries. We're heading to line four, and we'll say hi to Pamela from New Jersey.
First time caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Sri and Kira.
Hi.
It's my first time calling, and I'm just delighted to be on with you. I feel very honored and humbled.
Oh, thank you, Angel. We're honored and humbled to be connecting with you.
I would like a little mini soul reading. I feel right now that I am coming to terms with my higher self, and I'm not quite there yet. But I think in this call, you're talking about healing, and a lot of people are coming to me out of the woodwork for healing, and it's something that I need for myself as well. So it's the old story, healer, heal thyself, and the healer becomes the healed, and vice versa. So I'm in some type of a quandary in my own life, living in a very solitude type of life. So I need some assistance.
Wow. Well, first and foremost, my angel, I am so grateful you got through today. And I am giggling that you are on line four because you're actually resonating right now with the energy of the number four. Plus you have this diamond shape around you, which has, you know, 4 points. And the first thing I want to share with you is this, that you are, I tried not to laugh out loud, literally right before you said it, I heard healer, heal thyself. And so I was just like, you are so awake and you are so in alignment and you are so guided. However, what they're wanting you to hear, this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful group around you, is they're saying that you must come forward without fear, that you have a greater reserve of healing energy within you than you yourself have even acknowledged, that there is this hesitancy within you which comes from a deep-centered lack of 100% trust. And they're saying for you to keep trying that on one step at a time. And that it's about bringing your hand to your heart. I trust myself. I trust myself. And then go even deeper with that. In this moment, I trust myself. And they're saying that write it on papers, bring it to yourself, make it your mantra. And that as this trust energy grows, there is a freedom from, there's a little repetitive, I'm just going to call it a tape, but it wiggles. It's like a little wiggly thing up in your subconscious. That constantly tries to derail you. It's an old voice. And every time that comes in, whether you're conscious of it or not conscious of it, it's time to bring that hand to the heart. Hey, I trust myself. And to turn that old little wiggly tape into the stimulant for the divine presence to be really more available. And as you do that, you're going to find that you're also going to have a rapid expansion in the beings that you're with and the people that you're with and the connections that you make. It's like everything will escalate with you. And there's more for you to do. There's more for you to grow with. And by 2018, it's going to be quite amazing. But this four, October, November, December, January, there we are. By January 15, there's a whole new like catapult energy around you. So So enjoy the ride and allow this diamond energy to really thrive, and trust. You cannot lose. You are totally being guided. And I'm grateful you got through today, my angel. Many blessings.
I'm feeling the tears. Thank you so much. I'm very emotional right now because I can feel the energy of what you're saying is real.
It is real, my honey, and thank you for feeling and receiving. That's what we're going to be talking about the rest of the show, so I'm so glad you got through. Many, many, many blessings.
Thank you. God bless you both. Thank you.
Namaste. 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 Oh, Sri, you know, for all of you listening, again, every one of our people that call in is always assisting everyone. And how many of you out there have a greater mission and you're just not trusting yourself, or there's this old voice or something else? Why not let the old voice be your freedom, especially in a month where everything is healing? How perfect is that?
Well, it also brings up a beautiful discernment, because as we evolve, we grow through these ever-refining bodies. You know, we mentioned at the beginning of the show the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, the spiritual body. Well, consider for a moment, where does your guidance come from?
Now, really, I'm only laughing, guys, because that's actually a loaded question.
And so as we evolve, we are accessing an ever-refining wisdom, an ever-refining energy and truth. And so when this beautiful caller said that, you know, that she's getting these messages from her higher self.
Well, and that all these people are showing up.
And things are happening that seem to be a little surprising to the regular identity, the regular self. It reminds us that once I asked Archangel Zadkiel about higher self, and this beautiful angelic wisdom began to laugh and say, higher self, lower self, Sri Ramka, there is just self.
You know, I remember when you played that one back for me, and Zadkiel was just so animated and so happy. And Zadkiel also went on to say, and this is why all this talk of ascension is so funny. Because all it is about ascending back to that which you truly are, which is when he gave us the self-ascension as the way to explain this journey.
And so as we begin to soften our addiction to limited perspectives.
Boy, is that it. It is an addiction, is it not?
Soften your addiction to limited perspectives.
Ooh, I like that a lot. Soften your perspective to limited. I love that, Sri.
So you're not just your body.
No.
You're not just your emotions.
Amen.
They come and go.
Go on, Sri.
You're not just your thoughts and beliefs.
Keep going. Go for it, Sri.
Your thoughts and beliefs can change. But when we start touching our spiritual body.
Ooh, there it is.
Now we're accessing our authentic, eternal self.
Oh, yeah. That's when the big laugh comes in. That's when everything becomes so clear that all you can do is relax into the delight of the remembrance.
And then you get the divine tickle of having a body and getting to live in the world, but not really being of the world.
Exactly.
Yet here we are.
And we will always be, right? And that's the gift. This is such a powerful piece of the quote medicine. And you know, Sri, talking about the powerful medicine, as soon as we hung up with Pamela, another person jumped on that line. We've got big full lines here.
All right, we're heading up to line one, and we're gonna say hi to Marie from California.
Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome.
Oh, namaste. I'm so excited. Thank you for all of your light and your love and holding this beautiful community. It's so expansive, and I feel like right now everything is in alignment with me, and I've been having dreams of my beloved partner on that. I think we're communicating in the astral, so, and it's very powerful because I have a very clear vision, and I wanted to get a mini soul reading for what you see.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm honored. Thank you for calling in and for inviting that energy to be brought in for yourself and for everyone else. So, almost lost my breath here connecting with the two of you. Wow. This is first and foremost, I love that you've gotten through today because there's a healing. And that's why this is happening the way it's happening right now. There is a profound healing that these energies through these dreams are giving both of you. You are both simultaneously having the same dream. And what's important to recognize here is the receiving of the healing energy, because there, I'm watching your energy field, and you recently, looks to me in the past few months, you recently let go of a lot of old stuff that cleared the space for this energy to come in and to anchor. And this is always a very delicate time in our lives when we clear away a lot of old debris, because we have to be very, very careful not to make space for it to come right back, you know? And what you've done so successfully is you've made the space for this next phase. And so the gift that's happening upon you right now is that you're in a very clear manifestation phase. And that this phase for you, they're showing me a one and a zero. And I think that's very, very powerful, because the 10 is a very powerful number. And when you look at the one with the infinite coming into it, it's a reunion of soul space, a reunion of soul energy. So what they're saying is, focus every day on the miracle of your divine presence. Pay attention to that which is restoring, and do not look back. Just keep moving forward. And so it is.
Absolutely beautiful. I have chills all up and down my spine. Thank you so much. I'm very, very grateful. And I send lots of blessings to all on the call. Thank you.
No, thank you, Angel. Many blessings to you as well. Ooh, wow, Shree. Amazing. Amazing. Don't you think?
Absolutely. And let's all just take a breath and
smile.
Every message that's shared speaks of the universal heart. There is one heart, and we all reside within it.
Oh, I love that. It's so, so true. And you know, Shree, this show goes so fast, but I just feel we need to keep flowing and receive another caller.
Absolutely. So I'll tell you what, we're going to go to line 3, and we'll say hi to Amanda from New Brunswick.
Namaste, Amanda. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm just wondering, whatever is coming through, I've been asking many questions, so I'm just going to leave a clear channel for whatever they need to tell me right now.
Oh, Amanda, you're an angel. I want you to bring your hand to your heart, my love, and if it's safe to close your eyes, I'd like you to do that as well, because there is the energy. It's interesting. All they keep saying is one word, and I want to, first thing I'm going to share with you is, right before we called your name, when Shree was going to call on you, my crown chakra felt like 100 people were tickling the top of my head. So I want you to just really feel up into your crown chakra right now and notice this energy of opening up greater clairvoyance, greater clarity, greater wisdom. And the message, the word they keep giving me is radiance. To be radiant and to radiate, thereby increasing the radiance in your life. And they're saying that the more you clear away, the clearer you will be, the more radiant you are, and the more attracting you are. And they just keep using that word, be radiant, claim your radiance, and radiate. And that energy is the focal point. And then they're showing me, It's like all of a sudden, how do I describe what I'm seeing? There's like a clearing wave around you, and there's stuff that needs to fall away. Don't even try to stop it. Let it go. But there's stuff that's right there in this radiant energy. And that's the message they want you to hear today. And it's all about your crown chakra right now. Don't clutter that either. Remember, everything is healing. Keep it open for your clear stream of connection. And that's really going to be a key to you achieving all this very quickly. And so it is, my angel.
Oh, wow.
I'm really grateful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's so liberating.
I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful you called, Angel. Many blessings. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, beloved listeners,
everything's
thank you.
Healing.
Everything's
Boy,
healing.
And we have so much to share about that.
And before we take our station break, I just want to remind you always have choice. And this is why our world seems so messed up at times. And at other times it seems so glorious.
Indeed.
It is because we have choice, and every being has choice. We can choose to deny, we can choose to expand, we can choose to empower limitation or limiting beliefs, we can choose to empower expansion. Sometimes if we expand too fast, we end up in a mental ward. You know, I'm not saying that as a joke, but there is a reality there that when
that's true.
That there are a lot of folks who end up receiving treatment who were simply having a spiritual expansion and really needed to be in a protected environment like a monastery, an awake, wonderful one. And so, beloveds, your life is your journey, and you're doing it perfectly.
Yes, sirree.
You're doing it the way that works for you, and you can always expand it and accelerate it ever more as you're ready.
Now, as you're ready, stay with us. We have a dynamic second half of today's show. I know we have people holding on the phone. We might have an open line. You might want to try and jump in the queue, but we're doing it all when we get back. And the key word when we get back is receive. We're going to dive into that one with our healing expansion. And so, beloved angels, take a moment, take a break. We sure are.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you alive. Woo-hoo! And now.
And healing. Hey, how are you? I hope that over the past half hour, the first half of the show, you're feeling a little better. You're feeling a little more alive. You're calling in that energy.
Because you have a choice.
Oh, do you ever?
And one of the things about choice is we often limit our choices based upon untested principles held in our mental body and our emotional body.
Would we ever.
How many of us remember times when we grew through fear?
Yeah.
You know, as a child, there were things we were just scared of. Mm-hmm. And then something happened. Either we were thrown into the deep end of the pool, or we were encouraged to step beyond our self-imposed limitation. But there's always a reason and a circumstance that seems to help us break through our fears.
Mm-hmm.
And we have these experiences throughout our lives. The thing is, when we get to be of age, and I'm not going to say what age that is, but when we get to be of age where we put our foot down, so to speak, and we say, I'm in charge of me.
Absolutely.
And how much is enough? Well, you decide how much is enough.
And you know what? That age is fluid, isn't it?
It can happen at all ages.
Well, and it can happen more than once.
Yep.
Because oftentimes, you know, we love quoting our beloved Archangel Zadkiel, but I remember a very powerful sharing that Archangel Zadkiel gave with us, where Zadkiel basically said, when you say yes to the journey, it's not a one-time commitment. It's not a one-time thing.
No.
Because when you say yes, you're saying yes to the moment of the journey. And as you stay on your journey, you're going to constantly be invited to say yes again.
We can.
And again.
Yes. Because the very, one of the keys of self-ascension is your ability to surrender.
Mm.
And there's where your yes comes in. Because saying yes to surrender is another way of saying, I release my ego into the care and custody of my soul.
Yeah, which is the divine in presence. I mean, how perfect is that when we can allow the ego to relax enough to say, okay, my soul gets to lead now. What? It's almost a relief.
Absolutely. And so surrender from the perspective of the ego means, I'm vulnerable.
Right.
But surrender from a more wider perspective means, I'm available to evermore beauty. I'm available to union, to divine.
Love it.
Is surrendering the barriers.
I love it. Well, you know, I enjoy it. It was our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, which if you have not read, you need to read. And I love when Zadkiel talked about you need to surrender what surrender looks like.
Yes, because we are all on our journey of remembering and restoration.
Got it.
Because remembering and restoration are the fundamental attributes of healing.
Yeah.
And then the soul's journey. Because whether you like it or not, you are on a path of ascension.
Well, you are.
You might just not do much this lifetime unless you sit down and say, hey, I choose.
And you know, here's the other key is that oftentimes we forget that if you're here on this planet right now, you're here because you are already a master. Come on, guys, look at this planet. Look at the timeline that you chose to be inserted into right now. Remember that you stood in line to be here. You created the form that you carry, the parents that you have, the situations that you have. And it's when we awaken through that energy that true freedom restores itself again. And this is a very exciting thing. And this is why the community of the Yoga of Self-Ascension is so supportive, because we come together from the space of wholeness, from that precious gift.
And that intention to be whole, that intention. So we thank you for standing by.
And I really want to thank our producers for playing the mantra of self-ascension. What a wonderful, you got to love the perfection of that.
If you're going to have a placeholder, so to speak.
That's it.
It's bring your attention to the divine.
Yeah.
Because that's really the most important. If you have to pick one thing to remember, is to see the divine at all times.
Now,
whatever way you can.
Okay, now what we got to remember, we were finishing talking about our New Year event here. Guys, go to SriAnnKira.com and right there on the homepage, click on it. We are so excited. You know, as we were talking about right before we lost you guys there, last January when the universe told us we had to leave Terra Nostra, we had no idea where we were going. We had no idea what the future was. And quite frankly, it threw us. And we were like, oh my God. And all the events that unfolded that led us here to Tosa Blue Mountain are the blessing of surrender, are the blessing of surrendering what surrender looks like. And so the gift, the absolute gift is that if you give yourself a moment of stepping out into the void, knowing that the universe has got your back, miracles happen. And that's the gift of coming together in spiritual community, because this New Year's Eve, whether you're here live with us or not, you need to be paying attention. Who am I going to be with? Where am I going to be? And make sure you're with supportive community for your higher ascended presence. Because we're heading into a year, 2018. And remember, November 1, we're going to start talking about some of those revelations. You want to be in a very amazing sacred space, New Year's Eve. So come join us and then hang out for the week and learn techniques that will lift you beyond this world. Again, sriankira.com. Click on it, learn more, join us. Now, Sri, talking about joining us, we have these wonderful people that were waiting through our quick intermission, our unplanned intermission. Why don't we say hi?
We're going to do that. We're going to head to line 5, and we'll welcome Mary from North Carolina.
Hey, Mary, namaste.
Namaste, guys. Oh, my God, I love you so much.
Oh, it's equal.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's just so good to hear your voice. let me breathe. So everything that you've shared on this this radio show has hit me right in the heart. I'm experiencing everything that you're sharing, everything that our beautiful, beloved community is sharing in the world. And you're right, saying yes to the journey continues to make you have to surrender, surrender, surrender. And I had no idea I had it in me. I honestly, you know, I agree with the expansion part, because I have expanded so much, so quickly. So much has come forward. And this past week has hit me with I can't even put it into words this past week. And the biggest thing that has come forward for me, and I would like to ask for a mini soul reading, and I'm going to try to make this short. The biggest thing that has come forward for me is how much I've been projecting my fears into the world and my trust of myself, others, and the divine, and knowing, feeling the intensity of what's already present, the intensity of what's coming. And then also just the relation of my divine partner, which I'm not, I am married. And yet when I say divine partner, I'm open to that and trusting. And I kind of had to laugh a little bit when you said, that we stood in line to come here and, we wanted to be here. And I was just like, are you sure? You know, But I know that I'm ready, and I say yes, and I love you guys so much. As someone who has walked this journey with you guys for so long, even before I got to meet you in person, and so thankful to still be walking this path with you guys, and we are all blessed to have your presence, and I appreciate you, and I love you, and I can't wait to see you again for this year.
Yeah, well, we can't wait to see you either, Angel. I'm so grateful you've chosen to be here for the New Year Avesa event. I really am. But here's what I want to say more than anything to you right now is that it's so cute. It's and this is not me, as you know, saying this. The words they're giving me are time to drop the facade and stand in the light. And they just keep saying this over and over again, that you've made the discovery, you've come to the core, and it's ready for you to shine in the light. And they just keep saying, stand tall, be firm, be clear, be prosperous. Stand tall, be firm, be clear, be prosperous. It's your time. And you know that. I got to share with all of our listeners, when I said in the first half of the show, we have something that's never been heard of, in this moment we have an open line, I love you were the one that got through. I just giggled when I saw you come up on the clipboard, because I got that even that was part of it. It's like you needed that final push to say, come on, Mary, do it. And you did it.
Yeah.
You did it. And so, my angel, go forth and prosper. You know, I feel like I'm pushing you out into the cosmic universe, but you're ready.
Yes. Yes, I am. I am ready.
Yes, you are. And feel how much we love you. And I've got my arms wrapped around you. And I can hardly wait to do that in person on New Year's.
Me either. Thank you so much. And I love everyone on this call, our community, and our world. And thank you so much. So much. This is a very humble moment for me. So thank you.
Namaste, my angel. Mwah! Big hugs.
Thank you. Back to you. Love you, Sheree.
Thank you.
And you know, I just want to take this moment to remind each one of you. We began this call talking about healing. We began talking about
everything healing.
The question, how are you?
How are you?
I want to give you one of the other keys right now. When you ask the question, how am I? Take note of how you are. Then ask the question, what am I willing to receive right now?
Now breathe that one in, guys, because that one, when asked from a point of clarity and openness, may surprise what you discover.
What am I willing to receive right now?
Because you have to clear the way to receive, and healing is receiving. You cannot heal if you block the process.
And so, beloveds, we have more folks standing by, so let's get
so
rolling.
Much more to share.
We're going to talk faster right now.
We're going to speed it up.
We're heading to line two, and we'll say hi to Monica from Ohio.
Namaste, beautiful Monica.
Yee-hoo, yay, yippee, skippy-i-o, yay. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
I am honored, grateful, and joyful to be here with you, Sheree, and Kira, and our whole beloved community. And I know you're going to laugh at me, but I need to ask, any news on my beloved coming in 2017?
Well, okay. First thing I want you to do.
Let me check with the shipping department.
Oh, would you stop? DHL didn't deliver yet? Well, Monica. All right. I want you to listen to me, girlfriend. The question really needs to be, any news on the delivery of me loving myself unconditionally in 2017? I want you to hear that. Because the healing blessing of your journey is for you to let go of the when and pay attention to the now. Because in the healing of the now, the how comes forward. And you're right there. You've been doing all this work, and yet without letting go of this desire or need to know right now, you're actually prolonging, and I will use the word the inevitable, this is happening. But it's the minute you let go of the when that the moment arises. And so I really do invite you to rephrase that to any word on loving myself unconditionally in 2017. And the answer I want to give you is, yeah, right now, you are an amazing, beautiful, talented, extraordinary woman. And anyone would be blessed to call you their partner. And the minute you embody that and let go of the who, they're all going to show up, Monica. It won't just be one. It'll be many. And so I want you to just really feel that. Can you feel that, honey?
Yeah, it's scary.
Exactly. Okay. See, now we're at what's hiding, right? This is perfect. So the scary is where you need to look at. This is exactly what Sheree was just talking about.
And so as you take a look and get naked with your own consciousness and
and
say, what am I willing to receive right now? I'm willing to embrace the fear of having all my dreams come true.
Exactly. And that is your pathway to freedom. And I love your honesty and your integrity for holding that energy right now in this moment, Monica, because it means you are ready to claim your freedom in the moment of this month where all that energy is available.
That's beautiful. I feel like my wings are outstretched and some heavy robes came off. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. We love you, honey. Many, many blessings. And you know, Sheree, I see we have another first-time caller.
We do. So let's run to line three, and we'll say hi to Shauna from New York.
Namaste, Shauna. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my goodness. Namaste to both of you. Thank you so much for taking my call today. I just learned about you guys in July from a friend on a trip, and she said you have to start listening to Sri and Kira's radio show. And I've been doing it ever since. And now I find that I'm going to be coming down for New Year's as well. So thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I'm calling for a new reading.
Oh, Shauna, first and foremost, wow. First of all, I'm just so honored you're going to join us at New Year's. I am so excited to meet you in person and meeting you this way, your energy field. And it's so cute that you're coming at New Year's because you're like a firecracker. You're like little firecrackers going off all around you. And they're like, bing and yippee and woohoo. And it's like, that's what's going on in your life right now. It's like revelation after revelation after revelation. Starting with the fact that you had a friend that said, hey, you've got to start doing this. And your heart said, yeah, okay, I will. You are at a moment. The only way I can describe it is that you're in this moment of divine expansive revelation. And that these connections for you are building. And they keep saying three. And then I look here and realize, oh, yeah, you were on line three. I mean, I love how that always works out. You've got this energy right now that's like a trinity, and it keeps rotating. But what's happening is that you only have like two of the three, but by the end of the year, all of this is going to come together. And I see you looking, it's like you're so precious. You have your arms spread right out. You're happy, you're dancing, and you're going, oh my God, I had no idea it could be this amazing. And it's like you turn around and it's everything's falling into place for you. 2018 is going to be a huge year. And so the key for you right now is to know without doubt that you are on the right track, that everything is going to resolve, and that you need to really pay attention to your intuition because you're being guided. And your intuition is kind of like in this graduate school moment. So I am so honored to meet you, and I look forward to giving you a hug in person. And until I get to have that pleasure, feel my arms and my heart around you right now.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I'm so touched. Thank you. I really appreciate it. See you very soon.
Yeah, I have tears in my eyes, honey. You've big, big stuff around you, Angel. Many, many, many blessings. Wow. Yeah,
thank you.
Oh, thank you. Whew, Sri, I'm like, you know how they say verklempt?
Talk amongst yourselves. Beloved community, here we are. That we're reaching the top of the hour here.
And it always happens too fast.
And what I want to remind each and every one of you is that your life is sacred. Mm-hmm. Your journey is perfect. Mm-hmm. And even when you doubt yourself, you're still doing it perfectly.
Yep.
Because you and me and all of us are in recovery.
Recovery because we're in density.
Because we're in density, exactly.
I love it.
And so we are recovering our conscious divinity. We're recovering our mastery.
Yeah.
We're recovering our ever-expanding gratitude and love at being conscious, to the ability to be conscious of the divine presence.
Mm.
So, beloveds, we love you, and we invite you to stay tuned, listen to the show again.
Hand to your heart. How are you? How am I?
And join us again. And until we have the delight of being with you live next week, breathe deep and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.